we've now, I think, uncovered this week. I mean, other people may have figured this out well beforehand. The reason that ivermectin, chloroquine and other treatments, even including actually vitamin D, have been so suppressed, not mentioned, censored, etc., taken off of YouTube, etc., is because actually it undermines the legality of the vaccine rollout in the first place. The reason it's important is because what we're establishing here is that we're dealing with potentially large criminal activities, basically organized crime, committing these crimes, and people who are actually sitting now around the table of NervTag and Sage who are criminals who might potentially be prosecuted in the future under the same sorts of, this idea of getting rid of informed consent as the doctors were at Nuremberg. But anyway, look, we keep talking about them, you know, as the pharmaceutical industry, etc. And we've been saying this for weeks and weeks, and many people talk about they do this. Who are they? Well, one of the websites that's been doing its best to figure out who's behind much of this is the website WikiSpooks, which has done a great job over the years in all sorts of different areas. And they have come out with their 50 different individuals who are part of the Bilderberg conferences over the last 20 years or so are in key positions now in the COVID crisis. So first of all, we've got Sean Parker and Emmanuel Charpentier. They do the research and development on the viruses and the vaccines. Then we've got the pandemic planners. What an interesting bunch they are. People who've been involved in pandemic planning and well represented at such exercises for the last 20 years. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 of those Bilderbergers are pandemic planners. We've also got task force members. This is the US COVID task force. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of those are former Bilderbergers. The lockdowns, the idea that lockdowns are a great thing in order to suppress the spreading of a virus, but also to stop the spread of freedom in a country and suppress human rights. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 of those. From the Bilderbergers. Dido Harding is the queen of track and trace. Then we've also got the narrative controllers. Antonio Gutierrez in March 2020 claimed asking for increasing censorship by BidTep of online, what he called hate speech in response to COVID-19. That's another Bilderberger there. And the panic, well, Shiraz Maher, who was at Bilderberg in 2015, is a terror expert who reportedly had a case of COVID-19 classified as mild by the British health authorities. He wrote a horrifying account of his experience with COVID-19, which was picked up by the commercially controlled media after it went viral on Twitter. So he's making making a mountain out of a molehill there, apparently. We got also big media. We used the billionaire media moguls. There's two of those. Axel Springer Publishing House they own, as well as much of the media in Spain owned by Juan Luis Cebrián. As a regular Bilderberger. Plus, we've got the big tech censors. This is a whole interesting little category of itself. We've got the chairman of LinkedIn. We've got Jigsaw, which is Google, Jared Cohen, and the Twitter chief executive officer, and also Alphabet for Google too. Eric Schmidt is a regular Bilderberger. So a whole load of the, including the Facebook guy, who they don't seem to have down here. So that's an extra one. Who's been there. I don't think it was Zuckerberg. It was one of his chief executives. Also, the idea of sidelining drug therapies. Well, there's a couple of those. One of them is Jean Spahn, who was at Bilderberg in 2018. He rejected a donation of hydroxychloroquine in 2020 and was specifically requested to look into ivermectin as a tool to control the spread of the disease. But he said no. We're going to mandate vaccines instead, and said that vaccines are the way out of this pandemic, not ivermectin. So that's another couple of people involved in sidelining the various drugs that can be used to treat COVID for obvious reasons, as we've just heard, because it would undermine the legality of the vaccine emergency rollout. Plus, we've got, of course, Bill and Melinda Gates, very obviously involved at a top level here in the whole vaccine rollout financing, including the financing of John Hopkins University, Imperial College and other so-called independent experts, research and development into vaccines, production and distribution of vaccines, and also mandating vaccines. Ursula von der Leyen, Emmanuel Macron, Tom Tugendhat, Angela Merkel, Mario Draghi, and Bernard Kouchner, the French health minister, all these people were Bilderbergers, of course, and they were all into mandating vaccines. The vaccine passports, two of those, Tony Blair advocating those, and another lesser-known Bilderberger been mandating the vaccine passports, or at least pushing them, and also people involved in the Great Reset, Mario Monti, Thomas de Maizière, and the great, the well-known Klaus Schwab, a big-time Bilderberger. Many, many times he's been there. And the others, he has influential public pronouncements on COVID-19, including if we don't have a world solution to COVID-19, there could be a massive war, which could either be interpreted as a warning or a threat. That's Henry Kissinger, and Bernard Cazeneuve, who in 2018 and 2017 attended the Bilderberg for the following ceremony. He actually went to the founding ceremony of the BSL-4 lab at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, together with Yves Levy, another Bilderberger whose wife was banned over the counter sales of hydroxychloroquine in France in January 2020. And then, of course, to wind up, we've got Christine Lagarde and Regina Dugan, who's now over at the Wellcome Trust, after having a long time as the director of DARPA. So it's a pretty massive collection there, Martin, of Bilderbergers involved. And I think they've done a pretty terrific job, actually, in pulling them all together and putting them all into their separate categories.
Well, I'm a bit confused by the lockdown category that you use there. I don't know what experts in lockdown are.
Dennis Hassabis, he was at Bilderberg in 2018, 16 and 15, a very regular attender. He was dialed into a meeting of SAGE, at which he promoted the whole idea of a UK COVID lockdown.
What's his qualifications to
well,
to
who knows? He's just a Bilderberger. Ah. Norbert Röttgen, in 2014 was chair of the CDU. He promoted the whole idea of the German COVID lockdowns. Jens Spahn of 2017,
so he's a politician,
Bilderberg,
basically,
as German Federal Minister of Health. He aggressively promoted vaccinations and played a key role in the German lockdown implementation and the decision to actually do a lockdown in Germany. Erna Solberg, who was 2011 a Bilderberger, so that was quite a while ago she was there, the Norwegian Prime Minister, led the national lockdowns. She directed billions of dollars to the international vaccine programs, to Gavi, etc. too. So many of these people seem to be creatures of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and chums of Gates, Martin. Now, I met a lady in the street here a few days ago. She's in her late 70s. First thing she said to me, I mean, I do recognise her. I've met her a few times before. She said, oh, have they hanged Bill Gates yet? Or actually, no, she said, is he in jail yet? So, I mean, there are people out there who remember the Second World War, and they see what's happening now as something rather similar and rather frightening. The whole idea, I mean, she said, for example, she said to me, I wouldn't have a vaccine if you paid me £1 million. And also she then finished off the conversation by talking about, she believes that they're culling the human population, Martin.